All right. So, good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good. And how is at 3 a.m. taking his Marshall Miles morning?
Well, we'll start off with yesterday. We left here and we went to New York, and it was 52 and cloudy and showery here. Got to New York, and it was about 58. The sun started to come out. When the sun came out, it went up to 62, 63 right away. Coming back, it was sunny when we left New York at about 63. Then about got past the George Washington Bridge and got on the Henry Hudson, and it started to cloud over. Still right around 57. But by the time we pulled into Sharon, it was cloudy and 53 degrees.
Didn't change.
It didn't seem to change at all. But I will tell you, the traffic in and out yesterday was a breeze. There was there weren't that many idiot drivers. I don't think there was one, and there was absolutely no. Normally, you pull into New York, and you get off at the boat basin. And the traffic's backed up. You know, it just takes a while to get. Not yesterday. Boom, right in. Everything went perfectly. So it turned out to be a good day, even though the weather up here was not that good. And then this morning I walk out, and once again it's 47 degrees and it's raining a little bit.
Yeah. And I mean, you may get a glimpse of the sun today, but for the most part it's cloudy. We have a chance of either a little drizzle or showers. Nothing significant. Low 60s. Rain and drizzle tonight, low 50s. Showers tomorrow. And again, this is nothing all day. Here and there, low 60s. Friday, a better chance of showers and a thunderstorm, 65 to 70. Your Saturday, clouds will work for some sunshine. That should help our temperature to 65 to 70. But looks like rain and in the 50s on Sunday.
So now, Mike Cossey wants it to rain heavy on Friday night so he doesn't have to do a baseball game on Saturday. Is that going to happen in New Jersey?
It's possible. Yep.
All right. Is it going to rain heavy here on Friday night?
If we get into thunderstorms, yes. If not, we'll just have showers. And, you know, it's really the same old pattern that we had last month, April. It has not changed much at all. There's no severe risk for us of thunderstorms, so that's out of the question. And again, you know, like tomorrow, we'll have highs in the low 60s. Go down to Maryland, Delaware, 85 to 90.
Wow.
That's the difference.
Well,
yeah. Even yesterday, you know, like you said, the city was like low 60s. In and around the Hudson Valley, it was generally in the 50s.
Well, how about this? Newark, when we were coming down, and it was 58 or 59 degrees, and we were already close to the city, Newark had a temperature of 70, Newark Airport.
Yeah, well, Philly and Atlantic City, 76 and 78 yesterday. Right. Because that's where the sun was. Right. And that's the most important factor. In the month of May, where the sun is, the temperatures will be a lot warmer. You know, a lot of people say, well, could it really be that much of a difference? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
At this time of the year, you can get, you know, we could be 80 to 85, and then you drive down to Long Island, and the temperatures there are 60 to 65.
Yeah.
Because of the ocean, which the water temperatures are still like in the 40s across Long Island. So very, very cool. And aside from that, can I tell you, we had no luck with the converting the file, by the way. My machine is not equipped with OCR, and in order for them to do that, they have to add memory and something else. I don't know what that's going to cost, so forget that. I spoke to a couple of people. Spoke to my accountant, who has a machine with OCR feature in it, and she told me to call her salesman. I did. He never called me back, so forget that. I called our our friend and buddy, Gary Garrison. You know him from Arsic and Olace. Yep. And he's got the equipment in his office. I spoke to him this morning. He said if he don't have the file to me tonight, it'll be here tomorrow morning, and it'll be fine. He'll be able to do it for me. So that takes care of that. And wash my hands of that thing. And up and onward to, let's see, what else am I doing? That's probably it. I don't think anything else is popping. Everything else should be relatively quiet. Next week at this time, I'll begin to get more nervous because next Friday, I go for my oral surgery.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And it's on my mind almost every day. I'm even dreaming of it.
It'll be okay, Pat.
I know. It's just, you know, it's all this, you know, prep and everything like that. I was talking to my handyman yesterday who came over. He had several teeth done also. And he's the one that really calmed me down on this. And he says, look, I didn't take painkillers, Pat. He said, I took, like Advil. He said it was fine. I said, yeah. I said, let me ask you another question. What about swelling? He said, well, I don't know what to tell you. He said, I normally don't swell, and I didn't. He says, but there are some people prone to that, some people who are not. He says, so I can't answer that question for you.
I want you to just think positive going into this. Okay. Think positive. I'm telling you, I'm a person that hated to go to the dentist, but when things like this had to be done,
yeah,
I just thought positive. And it never turned out as bad as you think it can. Really, I'm telling you, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I believe you, Marshall.
You'll be able to speak. You'll be able to do everything that you want to do. And it'll be the first step to getting everything wrapped up. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it is the first step. Yep, you're right.
So don't worry about it.
Yep, and that's it. And while I was on with Mr. Garrison, I said, are you running for re-election this year with the association? He said, no, Pat. So he said, Pat, with my current job, he said, I'm running all over the place. He said, I'm at the lake now. He said, because I have to be at Macy's in the city today. I said, okay. And I said, he goes, and tomorrow, he's flying to Massachusetts tomorrow to BJ's. He said, and then I'll fly back to New York on Friday. I said, are you kidding? He goes, no. He said, so I don't have the time to put forth with the association, I'm stepping down. I said, and is the treasurer stepping down? He says, Nancy's stepping down. I said, okay. He goes, and as you know, the president is not completing her term. So she's stepping down. I said, and what if no one steps up to the plate? He goes, that's a problem.
It certainly is.
I said, well, this never happened before, but I'm sure somebody will step up. Are you interested, Marshall?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. I'm not, because I still think there's a monster in that lake. Hey, so I'm going to go over the days for you here now. The Sharon Classic Road Race is Saturday. Race. That goes on from 9 to noon Saturday, so that should be okay.
Should be fine.
Should be okay now. I was just going through my things here, what were going on here. And let's see. Okay, Ankrumdale Presbyterian Church is having that. Oh, there's a Kentucky Derby social on Saturday, but that's indoors, so it's still going to be nice. I'm just looking for anything that's outdoors here. Well, most of the stuff is indoors this weekend. But you know what? I've got a feeling that I'm what? Overlooking something. Hang on a second here.
You said the Kentucky Derby is going to be nice.
No, I need it's we have all these organizations that have Kentucky Derby parties, and they're inside.
But the Kentucky Derby is this weekend.
Yes,
and
in Kentucky
there's a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms there with a high of 73.
So
90% chance.
So that means they might get some rain there then.
Yeah, that means they will.
There we go. I like that. I like the conviction of Pat Pagano.
Yeah.
All right. So they will get rain there, but Mike Cosby might get rain enough rain on Friday night where it might flood out his field because his field does flood easily. He says.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he's looking to get Saturday off because he doesn't want to coach a baseball game and have to miss the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, is that how it play?
Yeah.
How it works?
Yeah. He's got to coach a baseball game if they play on Saturday. And, of course, that's right during the Kentucky Derby.
What a dilemma.
Problems, dilemma, dilemma, dilemma.
What a dilemma, yeah.
Well, what the heck? You know, he'll adjust. There we go.
That's it. I mean, you know, this is what happens when you're a big shot.
That's right.
That's what you tell him, Marshall.
When you got so much on your plate, this is what happens.
Right.
But I like it because I'll be sitting out in front of the station in between 9 and noon, broadcasting and playing the music for and stuff like that, and it's going to be beautiful weather for the Sharon Classic.
Oh, so you just play music. You're not doing any
We're broadcasting live.
So you'll be doing commentary and stuff like that, right?
You are. Me commenting on a race? Come on. What do I know about a race? Oh, look, there's somebody who looks very tired crossing the finish line. Yeah. Oh, here's another person with a bright red face crossing the finish line.
Oh, and by the way, thank you and Jill for that email on Great English.
All right, there you go.
Yes.
All right, well, Pat, I guess we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow it is.
And welcome to a new month.
Yes, and happy Maypole Day to you.
Oh, well, I broke the maypole, but that's okay. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. Of course, if you miss them and you'd like to hear them again, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Weather with Pat Pagano.